Herb Alpert. I mean, he's coming to Chicago, Harris Theater, Millennium Park, 205 East Randolph, August 9th and 10th. Okay, I'll try. Studio albums released, 50. Albums on the Billboard 200, 28. The Hot 100 number one singles, 2. Platinum albums, 14. Gold albums, 15. Grammy Awards, 1, 8. Lifetime Achievement Award, yes. Tony Award, yes. I don't think there's an award he doesn't have. Herb Alpert, thank you for coming back to Chicago. But then again, Lonnie Hall, a lady you happen to know well, a performer, a singer, you discovered her too, happens to be your wife. And she's from Chicago, from Albany Park, I understand. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Kimball and Lawrence, to be exact.
I know exactly where that is. So everyone who lives in Albany Park now, celebrate Lonnie Hall and come to see her, Herb Alpert, and the Tijuana Brass and other delights. Is she one of the delights, August 9th and 10th?
She's an angel.
Aww.
She's certainly a delight for me.
And she's coming to Chicago as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't go anyplace without her. She's we've been married for 52 years, been together about 55, but 52 years, best 52 years of my life, by far.
What is the secret of, you've been asked this many times, of 52 years of marriage?
I think we just respect each other's freedom, and we're honest with each other. We've been through some times when we were a bit of a struggle. We worked it out. And I don't know. I'm just so crazy about her. And I want her to live the life that she's wants to live. And she's okay with me doing the same. So it doesn't mean that we're like free people. But we're definitely married, and I'm crazy about her.
Now, when you come to Chicago, you'll be near Herb Alpert. Let me explain that. So you are also a painter and a sculptor, and you're one of your bronze sculptures, known, I think, as the Spirit Totem, is right there, right now, very close to where you are performing. It is installed on the south steps of the Field Museum. So probably if you've been to the Field Museum, friends, you've passed by this sculpture. You may not have noticed that the artist is Herb Alpert. That's
yeah,
got to be
know,
cool.
Steve, I think there are 8 or 9 sculptures there in their garden, in the sculpture garden.
Of yours?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Them, I believe. And, yeah, it's quite an honor because it's a fabulous museum. I mean, it's just one that people should never miss. It's just the wealth of information, and it's put together so beautifully.
So how did you discover that, okay, I can do this too, which I would think is very different than playing the trumpet?
It's pretty much the same in terms of how I approach it, but I was going around in the 60s around the world at various museums, and I would kind of gravitate towards the modern art section, and I'd always see a painting that was like black painting with one purple dot in it. And then I'd go to another museum, and there'd be the same artist with maybe a green painting with a black dot or something. Like, come on, I want to try that. I think I can do that. So I grabbed some paints and canvas when I returned, and I started moving colors around with acrylic paint, just like a monkey. I was just like spreading the joy on canvas. And all of a sudden, I hit on something that I thought was really good. I hung it up and couldn't wait to see it the next morning. But I went downstairs to look at the painting, and it was just about gone because I didn't prepare it. I didn't know anything about, preparing a canvas. And I was using a lot of water with the acrylic, and the paint just kind of seeped into the canvas. And could barely see it. So from that point on, I started, learning about how to do things, I just had a ball doing it. I had a great time painting. It's a big release. It's like, when you're making music, and when I'm painting, and when I'm sculpting, and when I'm doing that, I'm in the exact moment of my life, And that's a really tough place to get to. And I think that's why the arts are so seductive. And even where people coming to concerts, they're listening to the music. They're there. They're experiencing that moment of their life because they're not thinking about tomorrow. They're not thinking about, I mean, for the most part, I think that's quite accurate that people, the reason they like to the arts is that it's a place that takes you to a magical place where you can just be yourself in that moment.
A lot of performers, so happy birthday to you. You just celebrated, I hope it's okay for me to say, birthday number, I'll let you say it.
Well, I mean, it's overwhelming for me, but I've been on this tour because of that, my 90th birthday. I wanted to give back to people who have been so, you know, special in my life. I wasn't planning on doing a retrospective album, but just like, I like living in the present, not the past, so... My nephew, Randy Badass Alpert, who is one of my managers.
Who?
He said, why don't you take the old Tijuana Brass stuff and do a concert? People want to hear it. I said, what do you mean people want to hear it? That was yesterday. He says, no, I'm telling you. He showed me all the songs from around the world that people are listening to, and a lot of those songs were in the Whipped Cream and Other Delights album. And so I put them together for myself just to get an idea what people are listening to. And I'll tell you, man, I got goosebumps listening to it. I said, man, this makes me feel good when I hear this music. And so I decided to get the Tijuana Brass sound back together again. And it's been overwhelming. I mean, the reaction is way beyond my imagination. And then luck be have it, somebody on TikTok took a song that was in the Whipped Cream album called Lady Fingers.
Yep.
And I've had over 4 billion, with a B, streams on this one song. And it's kind of ignited my career again. And all of a sudden, I'm doing things that I never thought I'd be doing at 90 years old.
You beat me to the question. I was going to ask you about that. We'll talk more about that. You are a TikTok sensation. You have gone viral, at least your music has. I want to also talk about some of the performers whose careers, legendary performers, some in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but if it wasn't for Herb Alpert, maybe not the case. Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss. And I believe, Mr. Alpert, we've discovered it right here on the radio. The secret to eternal youth, listening to your music. Is that right?
Well, it makes me feel good. I'll tell you, it keeps me going.
Well, is there something to that? And we're going to be talking about that, in fact, in the next segment that we do on the radio here, about the healing power of music. Do you think that, I mean, I've read studies about it. Is it real, do you think?
Absolutely real. I mean, evidenced by the amount of people that are coming to these concerts now, after so many years of doing this, and loving it and writing fabulous reviews, and I'm having a great time. The musicians I picked are, you know, incredibly gifted musicians, and it's a win-win. It's a win for me because I love doing it. I'm not doing it for any other reason. I'm not looking for to have people say how wonderful I am. I'm just doing it because I love to make music, and I love to know that the music I'm making is touching some other people as well.
Well, you helped others to make music to touch other people as well. Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66. Cat Stevens, who I'm trying to get on the show, he's coming to Chicago soon, Carole King, Joe Cocker, The Police, Janet Jackson, Sheryl Crow, I could go on and on. I've not mentioned The Carpenters, and I'm about to. So online, and you mentioned TikTok earlier, on TikTok there are performers that are sounding like Karen Carpenter. That's a thing now, apparently, on TikTok. But one of those, now I don't know, some of them may be dubbed, and it may not really be their voice. I don't know. But I know one performer named Tori Holub actually does sound like Karen Carpenter. I want to talk about the Carpenters a little bit. Why do you think that there's been kind of a resurgence of their music and the Karen Carpenter sound, if you will.
Well, she had a beautiful voice, for one. She didn't know she was a singer. She was a drummer. If you ask, hey, Karen, what do you really love to do? Oh, I really love to play the drums. She didn't know she was a singer until, you know, Richard pulled that out of her. And it wasn't just Karen, it was Richard. And it was the two of them. Richard had a great feeling for the right song for her and knew how to get the most out of her voice. And it was a combination. I think anyone just trying to copy the sound, they're missing one of the key elements, and that would be Richard Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about what happened to her, which was quite tragic? Did you know that was coming?
Oh, well, it was a shock when we found out. And at that particular time in history, it wasn't really identified as to what we know now. She was out of the hospital. She actually jumped into my office 2 weeks after she was released from being treated. And she said, Mom, I'm ready to do concerts. I'm ready to record. I'm ready to da-da-da. 1 week later, she passed on. It was an unfortunate situation. I don't know if she could have been treated any differently at the time, but she was a wonderful, not only what she was innocent, she was a young, innocent girl with a magical voice.
Do you think show business kind of took advantage, quote unquote, of her? Dionne Warwick recently said that she tried to warn Richard and some other people, but the music industry said, you know what, we're not going to touch success here, and they wouldn't look. They didn't have the name, as you point out, for what was going on, I think bulimia, but nevertheless, they knew something was wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, show business is rough. You know, I had some struggles early on. You know, I had... If you saw my documentary, Herb Opera It Is, I go through a period there where it was really crazy for me because I had hit records, I had the brass ring, I had money, I thought I had the whole thing, and I didn't feel good. I didn't feel fulfilled. And so I had to do a little soul searching and get to the place where I understand who I am, where I am, and what I'm doing, and you know, it ended up doing great things for me because I love what I'm doing. I'll tell you the truth, Steve. It came so easy for me to make these hit records. It was just a matter of blowing the horn, you know. And I had ideas for arrangement that just kind of entered me magically. So I felt like I was cheating or something. Something felt off. So, anyways. I haven't exposed that quite like that before, but that's what happened.
Well, I understand it. At some point in time, you just threw down your trumpet, and you were ready to walk away from it.
Yeah, I was. I was going to throw it in the ocean because I live right in Malibu. I just want to, hey, man, I just want to have a happy life. I just wanted to feel content. And I was married to an angel, Lonnie, and something was just way off. And I had to make that adjustment, and I did. I spent some good time. Here's what happened. I was playing in Germany, in not Berlin, the other major city there.
Frankfurt?
And it was in Frankfurt, and I had this strange out-of-body experience. I was playing in the middle of a concert. I found myself looking at myself in the third row, looking at myself and thinking like, wow, this guy seems rather happy while he's playing, but why isn't he happy when he's not? So I had to go through that period. That was a interesting moment in my life, but it was the aha moment, and I came out the other end, and I'm pretty content as a person. I'm doing what I love to do. I'm getting a lot of satisfaction from people enjoying what I do. And I was lying about the 4 billion streams. I'm a little embarrassed. It was actually 4,500,000 streams.
Not that you're counting or anything. All right, so...
Yeah, well, I'm not counting. My nephew is. Randy is.
What did you say your nephew's...
That's pretty amazing. And man, I played it at Lincoln Center, jazz at Lincoln Center on my birthday, two nights. We thought when we started, hey, we were going to play at Jazz at Lincoln Center. I don't know if people are going to come. Well, it sold out in 10 days, and then we added the second night. And I walked on stage, and people were singing Happy Birthday to me. Man, how much more special could that ever have been for me? It was pretty magical.
All right, so we ought to do that in Chicago, friends. This guy, who's in love with all of us, Herb Alpert, Harris Theater at Millennium Park, 205 East Randolph, August 9th and 10th. When he walks out on stage, let's all do it together. Let's sing Happy Birthday to you. All right, one quick question. You've collaborated with so many people. You have had a significant role in launching so many careers with A&M Records, which we did not get to talk about. However, here's my question for you. If you could collaborate with one more person, living or not, who would that person be?
Oh, boy.
I know. It's one of those Barbara Walters asking questions.
How about Maurice Ravel?
Who? All right. The classical musician, right?
Well, I don't know. That's a tough question. There's so many great musicians out there. And I'll tell you, I have a jazz club here in Los Angeles with my wife, Lonnie, called Vibrato. And there's so many great young musicians that it's hard to be heard these days because it's not like old-time radio. You know, there's no disc jockeys for the most part that spin records and kind of promote records. And it's just another world to try to get out. I mean, the last figure I heard, and I think that's off by several thousand, is that 100,000 new streams are coming out every day worldwide. So, I mean, to be heard in that type of confusion is my point is we have to promote and support our artists, whether it's musicians, actors, painters, sculptors. They need to be supported. They're the heartbeat of our soul and our country. So I'm on the bandwagon for that.
Well, that's a great thing because tomorrow's performers are important. By the way, the documentary that you mentioned, Herb Alpert is available on Peacock, Amazon Prime, and you are available at Millennium Park, the Harris Theater, August 9th and 10th. That's 205 East Randolph. Sir, thank you very much. This guy is in love with you. Thank you.
Steve, thanks a lot. It's been fun speaking with you.